Science of the Times with Carl Sanders and Ken. Just before that commercial break, you were on a roll, and I'd like to have you continue on that roll. Go ahead.
Well, I think here's what the people need to know, and I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for this, too, and that's great. I'm used to that. People are looking at it. Those who are even halfway awake, they read things in the newspaper, they see it on TV, even the snippets that the people who control the media allow us to hear. You know, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening, and think, oh, ew, isn't that too bad, and why isn't the government do something about it? There's two things wrong with that. First of all, we're looking to the government to solve our problems. The federal government was never intended to solve our problems. They're always meant to be small, and it's grown into an octopus. And an octopus wraps its tentacles around all kinds of things. So the other part of that is the government is, in fact, doing something. I'd like to say my view is not that we have rogue elements inside the government that are doing bad things. Bad, by bad, I mean those contrary to the will of the people. Despite how many people are against certain things, our government leaders, our traitorous senators and congressmen are busy passing this legislation anyway. It's not that there's a rogue element in it. The government itself, the administration, has become rogue, and there's only a few good people left in it. And don't forget that Edmund Burke, I believe it was, said that all that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good people to do nothing. And so we can't afford to sit back and do nothing, or evil will triumph. And, you know, the only thing that's good is God. And so it looks to me like it's coming down to the place where only God's people are still awake in this country. And then those who are sitting in churches and are merely religious and only go for show are fast asleep. And I think Brother Joe said we're in World War III. Well, I think that's true. But more importantly, we need to realize that we're in a world war that's been there since the beginning of time. This ultimate deception is based on world control by the world system, which is, of course, the kingdom of Lucifer or Satan. And this is a battle between good and evil. That's really what it is. And evil is anything contrary to the Word of God. And so we need to wake up and understand everything that shows up, whether we agree or disagree or incrementally we think, well, you know, this act is okay or people should be able to do what they want and all of that. We live in a society where people can make choices, but that should not be condoned or enforced by the government. So if people want to make, for example, if people want to marry their horse or marry other men or other women, that's their choice in this country. I don't agree with it, but that's not my life, that's theirs. But I do not want the government to enforce that one way or the other. It's not the government's business. The government should not be telling people that we have to honor them, that we have to cater to them, that we have to tolerate them. See, tolerance is a huge problem. When it's legislated by the government, they're teaching us how to think, they're telling us what we can believe, they're telling us, literally, just like that Finnish pastor, they're beginning to tell us what the Bible says. So I think we're in deep trouble that way.
Well, you know, the prayer out of the school was the beginning in 63, but actually it had begun before that to get to the point where you took prayer out of the school. But we, Ken and Joe and all of you, I want to be an agitator. I want to be that thing in a worse machine that gets clothes clean. Amen. And so I want to be an agitator, and that's what I'm going to be, and I want to continue to be that. Let's bring a couple other guests on. Robert in Salt Lake, line four. You're on with Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and Ken, my co-host, and some other people's here. So come on. Robert, how are you doing?
Morning, friends. How are you guys?
Good.
Are you there? How are things out in Salt Lake?
Things are, well, about as good or bad as anywhere else right now. I'm heading out of range soon, and I wanted to just throw in my two cents and then listen, if that's all right.
The healing formula is an all-natural
patent-proven
wound and skin care.
I remember going back to the word that the Tower of Babel and Nimrod, he had a system that he was trying to put in place, and he called it
enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The healing formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Well, we're back with Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders on Republic Broadcasting Network. And the engineer informed me that we had a computer glitch a little bit back, and I appreciate Republic Broadcasting Network, and I appreciate the engineer that's working with us. Robert, why don't you, if you're still in range, go ahead and give us a couple of your comments. You were there when the commercial started.
Are we there?
Yeah, Robert.
Morning. Yeah, Robert, are you there? Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, Robert.
I think that there's a huge parallel today with the condition we're in, and I think a parallel that we can look at is Egypt and Israel and Moses, that I think that we are slaves and that the tax system in this country represents the dollar amount, what, half the taxation level that we hand every month as subjection fees, our slave fees. When a nation comes in and conquers another nation, what we get to do is pay a fee every month in honor to our subjection. And in this country, this system is just pervasive through our whole country right now, as I understand it. If you were to go and pay in full for your vehicle, we actually don't get the real title to our vehicle. The real title to vehicles goes to the state. If you were to pay in full even for a piece of ground, government still is in control of it. There, in fact, is a system in this country where the title to you and me is our birth certificate. We don't even own ourselves. And this country is in such a condition that we have been spending as a nation, right? We are the government in this country. We keep sending the idiots back to Washington, D.C. We keep sending the same kind of fools back to Washington, D.C., who are selling us out to the extent that they have been selling pieces and chunks of this country to China and to Israel and anyone else who will pay so that we can continue this pretend economy we have in this country. The U.S. has been spending money so much faster than the taxes they have coming in. We've been issuing a promise to pay for years. China has been the major purchaser of those notes, those promissory notes, in other countries. And our promise has not been good enough anymore. They have wanted collateral, absolutely, bodies of water, our national parks, regions of mountains have been handed over as collateral to other countries. China has been the major purchaser of those promises, and it's not good enough anymore. We are in such trouble in this country financially, not just in pretend terms, not just in word, but in fact, indeed, in fact, and I think we've got a spanking that's coming of our own doing. We have created the mess we're in, and we've got a spanking that's coming, and I'm concerned for this country because most people are asleep, as the last comments that were made. Most people are asleep, and I think we've got a huge spanking that's coming because we have forgotten our God. In fact, Nimrod, it's absolutely amazing, his birthday, right? December the 25th? We have made a god out of the people we send back to Washington, D.C. It's absolutely amazing. I believe the parallel we are in is we are like Israel and Egypt. We are slaves in this country, and unless we turn that around, I believe Jesus is our Moses. Jesus is our Moses. It's important we get on our knees, you know, and ask the Creator what he wants us to do.
We've got a modern day Moses, and that's Jesus Christ, and you're right. The focus has to be back on him. But I'm going to tell you something. We can pray, but if we don't put some action into our prayers, if we don't do something, we're going to sit here and watch this thing. It's got to come from the pulpits. It's got to come from the congregations. It's got to come from people standing up and saying, no, we're not going to put up with this anymore. So I get on a soapbox and I get wound up. And Robert, I sure thank you, and thank you for your comments. I want to get back to Ken and also Joe. I hope you're staying on the line. And we've also got John in Tennessee. But, Ken, I want you to take what's been said here and kind of pull it together for us. And let's take a look at we're talking about society. We're talking about this nation and what's going on. So, Ken, have at it.
Well, you know, Robert said some things that are other signs. Again, there's so many. But he talked about taxes and he talked about government lands. And I think we have to remember that the taxes are just what he said. It's a slave wage. Because we have not been invaded by a foreign national government, we don't recognize that we're enslaved. The tax system is designed to enslave us. In my view, it is completely unconstitutional. It was not adopted properly. The people, the power, never approved it. Simply the fools we sent back to Washington did, and even that, the right number of them didn't do it, and it wasn't ratified by the states and all that stuff. But that's another sign that slave wage is to keep us oppressed so that we can't really rise up, because we're wedded to the dollar. I think the most important one I heard, which is not news to me, is that we've been mortgaging our future with those promissory notes given to foreign governments. And here's my own view of that, and that is that these national parks and just throw something in that really stir people up. You know, the lands that burnt in Southern California, a lot of those lands were lands that were designated under UN maps as lands that were not to be habitated by humans. And you know what? They're not there right now because of the fire. So that may be just an accident, of course, although they were set by arson, weren't they? And they weren't all set by some 11-year-old kid playing with matches. One of them was a guy that was from Arizona. So makes you wonder about it. But back to the government lands, what we see is, and I would say, that the people ought to say to the foreign companies when they try to take control of this stuff, well, you know, we the people never gave our local authorities or our federal authorities the power to do this, and we repudiate that debt and don't recognize it and just tear up your promissory note and the land is ours, you can't have it. That's the way it ought to work. You know, so you look at all these things that are going on and we have all these signs. I look too at the preference for Muslims. You know, and someone said earlier that all these different people come across the border. Well, you know, in earlier times, and I know many Muslims who did come to this country and did assimilate, and they still practice their faith, but they're not living in enclaves and they're not trying to have loudspeaker calls to prayer and all that stuff. But what's happened now is we have groups of them coming in, and two things are happening. One is they're hanging together because they're brought in together. And the second thing is planted within them are what you might call sleeper cells or intelligence agents from their countries. Well, why are they coming in groups? Because our government is bringing them in and transplanting them right here. Why do they do that? Because that's part of the balkanization divide and conquer scheme. By making people culturally different and stirring up trouble within the borders that wouldn't be there if people were assimilated and became Americanized instead of trying to make us something else. So kind of my 2 cents worth right there.
You know, Ken, one of the things that's amazing is the legalization of or the allowing them to have the right to vote, even though they're illegal aliens. I believe that the politicians, and you know my take on politics, the politicians are looking for votes, and votes don't, the only thing that counts is the vote, not who's voting. And so I have a problem with that. Joe, in a minute, get your comments, but I want to get John from Tennessee on, and we thank Robert for being on. And John, why don't you come on and John from Tennessee.
What a remarkable...
Sounds like we got...
Can you hear me?
Go ahead, John.
What a remarkable program today. You've had some excellent calls. Robert in, well, I think it was Utah, he is on the money. Ken, this morning, you're on the money. If there's anyone that's listening that hears us talking about the New World Order and this so-called conspiracy theory, which is a fact, and you have any doubts or any questions, do something very simple. Go to God, ask him to show you if it's real, and tell him that if it's not real, take it away. You don't want to hear about it. You don't want to hear your head. You don't want to fill your head with nonsense. But if it's true, ask him to reveal it to you, and I guarantee you he'll do it. He did it for me. You know, one of the callers earlier was talking about how anyone could vote Clinton or how anyone could vote for Hillary. I'll go a step farther and say how anyone can vote for anyone this time around, and I'm not going to make this a anyone in the Republican or Democratic Party other than Ron Paul or Tom Tancredo, how anyone could do that shows that they're deceived. And the reason that I feel I can say that is that this is a plan. If you've got all the horses in the barn under your control, which I believe to be the CFR, you really don't care which one of your horses wins the race. As long as your horse is on the finish line, you're still going to be in the money. And when you look at what God's word has to say, guys, you know, when the Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil, if you take away the root, you can't grow evil. So you look at the world bankers, you look at the big businesses, you look at those that have a desire, how much money is enough, and they'll tell you just a little bit more. They're never satisfied. They want it all. What Robert said that was interesting is that we are slaves. And what better type of a slave to have is one that believes that he's free.
And
you know, think about this. Tell a man he's free, but you own it. I hear the music.
Hey, we got the commercial coming. Yeah, John, boy, I appreciate you. And we'll comment on some of the things you said as we get back after the commercial. This is Science of the Times with Carl Sanders on Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Science of the Times with Carl Sanders and Ken, and I believe Joe's still on the phone. John dropped off, and so we want to give you our call-in number. It's 1-800-313-9443, and we'd love to hear from you. Joe, have you got any comments on the last two callers? I guess Joe, are you there? All right. Ken, let's go back to where we were at then. Are you there?
I'm here, Carl. I wanted to point out one of the signs that is deadly and deceptive, and we're not hearing a lot about it, but a lot of activity is going on in that area. I first want to just set the stage for what it means so that people understand what the example means. The only way to destroy any country is to go attack its roots. What it believes, its culture, its economic system, and most importantly, the one unit in the country that controls all other things, that determines everything. It happens to be the same unit that God designed originally, and it's called the family. So if you want to destroy a country, you've got to destroy family values and all those things. You begin to see now how pervasive that is across society. That's the target they're aiming at. So don't make a mistake about that. Family is vitally important. They want you to believe that the schools should teach your children everything they have. They're trying to eliminate homeschooling and even arresting people who don't send their kids to school. So that's a big problem. Here's another one. It's in the medical area. You know that they're trying to take away all the additional supplements that we can buy. They want to remove our abilities to cure ourselves so that we have to be subject to their vaccines and all the rest of the stuff they want to sell us, and then require we do it. Now, here's the late, not the latest one, but one that's really important. Child Protective Services, Southern California. This woman was arrested, a mother, and charged with failing to protect her son, I think it was. She's going to be going on trial. She was captured. Well, they turned themselves in. When she turned herself in along with her son, they put her in solitary confinement. They interviewed her, I think, believe it or not, with a police psychologist. She told her story explaining why she had done what she'd done and what happened. And they basically said to her, well, you know, you're very persuasive, you're articulate, you know, you believe in what you're saying, and so we're putting you in solitary confinement. And you go, what? They did that because they considered her able to start a riot by basically telling people the truth. Now, she must be guilty of a terrible, terrible crime to be put in solitary confinement, be brought up on charges of failing to protect her son. Well, what was that terrible crime? Well, their son developed a melanoma and a mole, I don't know, on his face or someplace, and she went to the doctor, and the doctor did a biopsy and said it was cancerous and said that they had to be operated on within a week or something or he was going to die. Well, she didn't believe that, and the son did not want that operation. So they told the doctor they're going to seek alternative medicines and they're going to seek other things. He got irate, turned him in to Child Protective Services, so she and the son went on the run, basically. She got alternative treatments and healed the cancer. Now, the doctor doesn't believe that could happen because the pharmaceutical companies didn't tell them that could happen. They have to use their drugs. And it's been certified by at least two independent biopsies by cancer experts. So that was her crime. Her failure to protect her child was to heal the child without the doctor's consent. That is widespread, Carl. That is a terrible example. Simply because she refused the doctor's orders, the doctor turned her in, and Child Protective Services, the weight of the government, came down on this woman who was doing the best she could do and did better than the government could do. But you see, they can't be tolerated. You can't do something that the government doesn't agree with. The government has to be your mama, has to be in control of everything. So there you go, Carl.
Well, you know, well, Ken, I just did a stint in the hospital, and I went in and out just a short period of time. But it's amazing to me, one of the things I was asked, did I have my flu shots and pneumonia shots? And I said, no, I don't believe in them. I'm not going to have them. And, you know, I haven't had. And I haven't had any, either of those things, but I do take herbs and things like that. I do take care of myself. I wash my hands. I do things that protect me. But there's going to come a time when they will not treat you if you haven't followed the government's mandates. Now, it's interesting, this thing with the cervical cancer, where they in Texas passed a law that all young girls had to have this vaccination for cervical cancer. Now they've found out that there has been 1,700 people that have had seizures, paralyzed, all kinds of stuff from that vaccine, and then there's been three that have died from it, and so here they have just taken this thing. The FDA approves it, and you know, I don't know what FDA, you know, it's amazing. Because the FDA really is controlled by the pharmaceutical companies. And don't kid yourself one minute that they spend, it's the bucks that decides what drug is going to get passed. But that same drug they were going to give to boys. And it's kind of amazing. Well, we've got the music coming. This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and his guests. And Ken, we'll get right back to you when it's... after the break. This is Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back to Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and Ken. Ken, before we get back into this, there's a, something I'd just like to go to a couple scriptures. One of them is Psalms 107, 33 and 34. He turneth rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. And, you know, since the mid-1980s, Ken, we've had, God has been giving us warnings, warning after warning and warning that we're on a collision course with him. And, he's long-suffering. In fact, he's merciful. And, he'll warn and he'll warn and he'll warn. If a nation will not turn from open homosexuality and the shedding of innocent blood, the abortion thing, we haven't talked a lot about that, but if a nation will not do that, his holiness, God's holiness, demands judgment on that nation. There's no way around it. The Bible records total destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. For what? Because they did not hear the cry of those that hurt, and they turned to homosexuality. And he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah completely, and you can find the fire and the brimstone still there. It isn't a myth. It happened. You know, this thing, this homosexuality is set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. That's Jude 7. And so, anyway, I just wanted to get that in and give us a little foundation here to talk some more. Ken, it's open to you right now, and Joe's dropped off, and so is John, and so it's just you and I. Maybe Tim will get a chance to call in, but let's continue on with where we were at right before the break.
Well, we were talking about the girls' cervical vaccine, but before we do that, well, I'll come back to that. I want to say something about the Muslims. Something really exciting is happening among Muslim people. I want to share that with America that's listening. But the cervical vaccine for girls is yet another step in the control, taking control away from the parents. It has always been the foundation of this country that parents, and the same thing in the Bible, your parents, you need to be subject to them. Even Jesus, it said when he was about 12, you know, he was left behind in Jerusalem. He disputed with the doctors of the law and so forth in the temple, and then his parents came back, and it says he was subject to them. Even the Son of God showed us that he does things decently in order and was subject to his human parents. See, we're supposed to be subject to parents. That's the institution that God set up. And so what the people who want to control the world want to destroy the family so that your big brother, your mother, your father, the government becomes everything. So this cancer vaccine is only one sign of that. The second thing it does is, and it's done deliberately by some people. I know that sounds harsh, but some people who are mandating these types of vaccines know that they will kill people. That's the whole idea. You know, when I was a boy, Carl, little kids chew on stuff, and we had a lot of thermometers around in those days with mercury in them, and we may still, I don't know. And if one kid, it was always a couple times a year you'd read, you know, some kid would bite into one of those things, and they'd rush from the hospital, and if they didn't make it in time, they'd die because mercury is a deadly poison. And yet we're being told by the government that we should inject mercury into our body several times a year. Flu shots are known to contain mercury and aluminum. All these are deadly chemicals to our body. And over a period of time, you think that's wise? They know it's going to kill people. That's the whole point. They want to destroy your immune system. They want to treat you. They want you to be a lifetime customer of the drug companies. And the FDA, I think, stands for, I don't know, Foolish Drug Administration, Fake Drug Administration. I have a picture of, you know, a panel of people sitting, say, at Merck, you know, the drug company for a while. And then the meeting's over, they put on a different hat, they stay right there, and they become the FDA. That's my view of it, Carl. What do you think?
I agree with that, brother. Microchip implant in human beings, the FDA took 5 working days to approve the injection into human beings. Nothing has ever been approved that fast. But it just shows that Digital Angel had the skids greased, and they knew what they were doing, and that's all it took. And so that is the precursor, I believe, to the Mark of the Beast. I think that we're going to see this, and of course, that's a whole other program. It's a whole other thing that we talk about, the science of technology. And there's a couple things that we talk about the United Nations and their influence in this nation and our participation in the UN and all of that. But Ken, one of the things is this Law of the Sea Treaty, which seems just hell bent to go right through. It went through the House of Representatives, went to the Senate Select Committee reviewed it, looked it over. Voted 17-4, I believe it was, to put it to the full Senate. The full Senate has agreed to pass it, and the president says he's going to sign it. Now, this has been snuck in without a lot of people knowing what's going on, and I think that it really bears just a little bit of discussion here, but it's one more of those things that take away our sovereignty. Bush wants to sign this treaty that seriously undermines America's sovereignty and puts our security at risk. Now, you know, the principles of the founding fathers was based on our sovereignty, a sovereign nation under God. And all of a sudden, we are going to be under foreign courts. It's amazing. The name, hey, the name lost. Well, the Law of the Sea Treaty, it sounds like it ought to be a good thing. But, you know, we already have everything we need. All the laws are there. Have you ever noticed how they pass laws that are already in effect? They don't need a hate crime, and they don't need the Face Amendment, and they don't need all that stuff. We have always had the law about discriminating against somebody for race, sexual orientation, and this type of thing. The laws have been there. But all of a sudden, we got to come up with a new law, and the government's got to outline, and even the thought police, and the thought, and what you think, and what you preach. Pulpits are going to be shut down from preaching on Deuteronomy. You might as well tear that out of your Bible, because you aren't going to be allowed to preach out of Deuteronomy anymore, and you're going to have to tear out the biggest part of the New Testament because of this thing. The Lost Treaty, clear back to 2004, they talked about it, but this Lost Treaty goes way back and was rejected clear back in the 80s. It had been rejected every time it came up, but now, if you want to get something passed, you just bring it in enough one time after it. Pretty soon it sneaks through. Just like this thing that's on amnesty. Yeah, they keep pounding away. They keep coming in different ways. They keep tying it into different legislation, and pretty soon they'll get that thing through. But you look at the lost thing, and it's boring. Boy, this could put you to sleep. It's, you know, but boy, the lost treaty will put our oceans and the tributaries that feed in and the air over them and the seabed below them will put that under the control of a UN tribunal. There will be 22 people that will determine. If I want to drill for oil out here, I'm Exxon and I want to drill for oil, I have to go before that 22-member deal, that committee, to be able to drill, but also I have to share what I get out of there with the other 156 nations in the world. And so that's what this thing is all about. Boy, there's a lot of Jeff Sessions, a Republican from Alabama, has argued against this thing. He's fought against this thing. With this Law of the Sea Treaty, Ken, you could not board a foreign vessel if it were carrying weapons of mass destruction. You couldn't board that vessel. So an American ship couldn't come up alongside that vessel and board it in its own international, in the waters close to the United States, if it was carrying a bomb and going to bring it under the Golden Gate Bridge and blow the thing up. The only way they could board that vessel or even make an attempt to would be if it was involved in slave trade. So it's a phony law, and it's going to absolutely hamstring our Navy, and it takes out a chunk out of our sovereignty. So I've got on the soapbox, and we're talking about society, but we're talking about a society that has laid down and just letting these things happen. But this one snuck through without anybody. It's not the people. The people haven't been exposed to this. Very little ever being printed or talked about on it. But here it is. So Ken, I'll open it up to you. I've got wound up again.
Well, I'm going to do the same thing, Carl.
Go ahead.
I'll just say some mean things right at the very beginning. Having served as a politician myself, I think I can probably do this and not be accused of being unkind to politicians. I don't send my senators and congressmen to Washington, D.C. to fraternize with the socialites, to have illicit sexual relations on the side, to take graft and corruption, to spend all of their time campaigning for re-election. I send them back there to read this stuff, to understand it. So I don't accept excuses when those who say, well, I didn't understand it. Like, I heard that Hillary Clinton said she wouldn't have voted for certain things in Iraq if she hadn't been deceived by President Bush. And I can't imagine voting for someone who's so easily deceived by a complete buffoon. So those things are not in my view. And I see my congressmen and senators who voted for this stuff, they're traitors. They're treasonous to the United States. They're treasonous to the people. They should be removed from office. Don't ever vote for those people again, and I never will. So that, why do I say that treaty is treasonous? Because it's not about what we're being told, what little we're being told. It's not about just trying to protect the seabeds and the life in the sea and all of that. As you said, it extends to tributaries and the air over them. It will cover almost everything on this continent. Almost nothing escapes that. And it's taken sovereignty, or put another way, control. See, it's always about control, Carl. And we go back to this. This is intended to be a sovereign nation. But we also have to read our own history. All of the states of this union, this is a voluntary union of sovereign states. The war between the states was not about slavery. The war between the states was about sovereignty or control. It was about the Eastern banking money trying to take control from the Southerners who didn't need their loans. Now, that should stir up somebody. That's what the Law of the Sea Treaty is all about. It's about control. You know, it will control this much. It will control, and it's already happening. I see it on the local level. It will control what you can flush down your toilet, how many times you can flush it. It will control if you can wash your car in the street or in your own yard. And why do I say that? Because all of that stuff, all of that waterborne things, ultimately wind up in the sea. And you see, so that Law of the Sea Treaty is going to control everything that comes into the sea. It's the nose of the camel in the tent for complete domination worldwide. Right now we have in California, at least, and other places, called C3 regulations, which require that you use best management practices to filter out all of the sediment pollution and so forth before it goes into the ocean. So I see this as nothing more than one more attempt by the global elitists to control America and everything in the world. Don't be deceived, people. This treaty needs to be repudiated. It should never be passed. Write your congressman, call your senator, tell them do not adopt this. Do not vote for it. It takes two-thirds. Let's not do it. Let's defeat it one more time. It's terrible, Carl. So there's my 2 cents worth. That's my 5 cents worth.
Well, you know, that's amazing, Ken. How many times has that Law of the Sea Treaty come forward? You know, back in the Reagan administration, and Reagan just wouldn't even hear of it. They pushed this thing out of the way. But all of a sudden now, we've got so liberal and mixed up, and you can't tell the difference between the. I call them Republicrats because there is no difference between Republicans and the Democrats in Congress anymore. You got guys like Ron Paul that are standing there and doing a great job, but we've got people that are just you can't tell whether they're right, left, down the middle, or what, you know. And I'm going to vote, and boy, I'm going to vote. I might vote for you, Ken, but I'm going to vote, and I'm going to make my voice heard. And I think to lay down and not do these things is ludicrous. Hey, we've got a caller from Idaho on the phone. It's Margie from Idaho. She's on line 5. And Margie, welcome to the program. This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, my co-host Ken, and have you enjoyed the program?
Yes, I do every Saturday, and I wish you guys could be on all day for me. I just, I would ask before you end the program today, if you could pray, and not for God to bless this nation, but to pray for the people to bless God and to be, you know, to come to Jesus Christ. And I feel that the two of you are such godly men that I really would like for you to pray before you end this program today.
Margie, we'll do that. We will certainly do that. Thank you for that. And Ken, we want to make sure that in the wind up the last segment that we do that. And thank you, Margie, and thank you for the call and the encouragement.
I want you to know that you mean a lot to me, and I want you to know that I wake up every Saturday just so that I can turn on RBN, and I want to thank RBN for having y'all on and for you guys to talk straight up. I mean, there's, you guys don't hem and haw around about what's going on. You give it straight, and I appreciate it, and I want you to know that I pray for y'all, and I want to thank you for being there for us. And God bless both of you, and thank you.
Praise God. Hey, Carl,
God bless
something.
You, Martin. Thank you, and thank you. Yeah, Ken.
Oh, I think we have the music, and then I'll come back and take
it. Got the music. Yeah, we've got the music coming, and Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and Ken, and we're on Republic Broadcasting. God bless.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
I'd like to welcome you back. segment of Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders on this Saturday, and I'd like to mention my website, www.trumpetmen.org, and you can find a lot of information. You can contact us on that. We have books and DVDs, CDs, and this type of thing that we'll be glad to send you. Get a hold of us. Everything's on a donation basis. Ken, I'd like to have you give your email address so people can contact you. And would you give that now?
Yeah, it's kdlittle, L-I-T-T-L-E, the number 2, at yahoo.com.
Okay, KD Little, the number 2,
mm-hmm.
at yahoo.com, right?
Right.
All right. Ken, that last caller, and talking about prayer, and one of the things, we didn't touch hardly touch society today, and we had a lot of good callers, and but I thought about a scripture, Psalms 127, verse 3. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. And I thought about abortion, and whole generations are gone. Almost 60 million babies have been aborted since Roe versus Wade. And Ken, in this wrap-up, this is our last part of the program, why don't we just go to the Lord in prayer, and as Margie requested, but something that I'd like to finish our programs with always, praying for those out there that are being deceived, but praying for those that are lost, the Great Commission, to reach into the lives of the lost. And so, Ken, I'm going to ask you to pray, and as we're in this time, we've just got a couple of minutes left, and let's just, whatever's on your heart, and then I'll finish that up.
Thank you, Father. We just praise you and thank you for your goodness, your loving kindness, and that your mercies are new every morning. Oh, Lord, it's your mercy and your loving kindness that we need. You know, as we see the few things we've talked about, the signs of society today, these pieces of the puzzle, Lord, the people of this country are not guilty of these things. Most of us, the vast majority, are fast asleep. And, Father, we ask you to open up our eyes, take the scales off our eyes, open up our ears, let us hear the sound of the trumpet call of God calling us back to repentance. Father, this country needs to turn around to you. You are the only answer. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the only way, the truth, and the life, he is the answer. Lord, turn this nation back. Open it. Bring louder signs. Bring more thunders. Whatever it takes, oh God, to turn us back to you. Don't let us be destroyed from within for lack of the knowledge of the truth. And the knowledge of the truth is the knowledge of Jesus Christ. He is the only answer. Oh God, open up our eyes and our ears. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Let us see what's happening in Jesus' name.
Thank you. This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and Ken, and on Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll see you next week.